All right, Wilson, let's get the week started. Anniversary week here at the Cat, downtown 24 degrees. Here we are on this 23rd of February. By the way, it was on this date in 1945. The Marines captured Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima. They raised the American flags. Actually, it was the second time they raised the flag that was captured by the photographer. He missed the first time they raised it, so they staged the second time, which became the most famous. As we look at First News, fair, accurate, you get the damn truth. Millions of people in New York City and the Northeast are home. Blizzard warnings today, heavy snow, strong winds. Snow's falling at a rate of about 2 to 3 inches an hour from New York through Massachusetts. Some areas already this morning have about a foot and 30-mile-an-hour winds. Long Island's MacArthur Airport reported 20 inches of snow already. Conditions, they said, travel conditions are nearly impossible. 5,000 flights in and out of the U.S. were canceled for today, according to flight tracker FlightAware. Most were canceled in New York, New Jersey, and Boston. Public transit also scheduled. You know it's serious, folks, because even DoorDash said they're going to suspend their deliveries in New York City. Russia's invasion of the Ukraine over 4 years ago launched Europe's biggest conflict since World War II, caused immense suffering for civilians. The fighting enters its fifth year tomorrow. A U.S.-based think tank said many as 1.8 million soldiers may have been killed, injured, or missing on both sides. Russia controls 20% of Ukrainian land now. The UN said at least 15,000 civilians have been killed in the Ukraine as the president continues to push for some type of peace settlement. United States and Iran will hold their next round of nuclear talks this coming up Thursday in Geneva. The Islamic Republic faces the threat from U.S. military strike, and they're also seeing now new protests at home. There's no immediate comment from the Trump administration, but they have built up the largest U.S. military presence there we have seen in decades. Iran's top diplomat said in an interview he's expected to meet with our U.S. envoy, Steve Witkoff, in Geneva on Thursday. They're hoping for a good chance of a diplomatic solution, although they've never stuck with any of the deals that they have made in the past. There was a crowded bus in Nepal crashed off a mountain highway, killed 19, including a British national. The bus drove off the highway midnight on Monday. It rolled down a slope, landed on a bank in the river. Rescuers were able to reach the site soon after the crash, pulled injured passengers from it. 25 people hurt, but so far 19 dead. School has been canceled in several Mexican states. Local and foreign governments alike warn their citizens, stay inside. Following the army's killing of a leader of a drug cartel, President Claudia Sheinbaum urged calm, and authorities announced Sunday they had cleared most of the more than 250 cartel roadblocks across 20 states down in Mexico. The White House confirmed through a U.S. intelligence support that they captured one of the drug cartel members down there. They applauded the Mexico army for taking down the most wanted criminals in those countries. Our U.S. State Department has offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to the arrest of some of the most brutal cartel leaders. Mexico hoped the death of the world's biggest fentanyl traffickers would ease the Trump administration's pressure to do more against the cartels in Mexico. In the meantime, the International Criminal Court started their pretrial hearings on former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, who is facing 3 counts of crimes against humanity for deadly anti-drug crackdowns that he saw when he was in office. Police and hit squad members carried out dozens of murders behind him, motivated by the promise of money and to avoid becoming targets themselves. Rights group and families of victims hailed his arrest in March. The hearing is not a trial, but they will have to outline their case in court today. Department of Homeland Security in America said Sunday that global entry programs would be shut down as long as we have a government shutdown. The announcement comes as of Saturday night from the Transportation Secretary Administration's office. Staffing constraints arise. Democrats, have shut down the government again. TSA will evaluate it on a case-by-case basis. Also, word coming out, there will be no TSA pre-screening either. They're closing those lines down because of a shortage of government workers. President Trump will give his State of the Union address on Tuesday. He will send out his message for America, talk about the progress that we have made in just 1 year. Trump's expected to focus on a lot of domestic issues. Democrats may not even show up or may walk out. That would be a first. They said the president and his party are vulnerable right now, although polls differ on who is right and who isn't. 39% of U.S. adults approve his economic leadership right now. 70% plus, though, do believe in voter ID for federal elections, and that alone is in the Democrat Party. The president's expected to make mention of that, as well as a lot of other accomplishments, on Tuesday night. By the way, our U.S. military carried out another deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the Pacific Ocean. Southern Command said the boat was transitioning along the narco trafficking route in the eastern Pacific. The strike killed all three on board. The boat was shown floating in the water after bursting into flames. The attack raises the death toll on these drug boats now to 148, 43 different attacks since early September down in the Caribbean and the Pacific Ocean. Rob Reiner's son, Nick Reiner, is set to enter a plea in the killing of his parents. Prosecutors bring him back to a downtown L.A. courtroom today for arraignment on first-degree murder. He now has a public defender after his private lawyer quit. Ethics, he said, stopped him from sharing why. He also declared Reiner is not guilty of murder, though, under California law. We'll see what happens when that gets underway today. Also in California, officials are working now to try to lower the risk of more deadly slides and avalanches in that area that hit the Sierra Nevada. Work on the weekend is trying to make it possible for crews to recover the bodies of all those that were killed. Avalanche mitigation work is designed, too, to release these unstable snowpacks, but the weather and threat of more avalanches kept crews from even being able to do that work. All truckers and bus drivers will now have to take their commercial driver's license test in English. Aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get these unqualified drivers off the road. Our TSA Secretary, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced Friday, drivers will have to understand English well enough to read road signs and communicate with law enforcement and others, DOT personnel. Earlier in the week, they said 557 driving schools in America should have to close because they're not meeting even the basic safety standards when putting these truck drivers on our highways. Kansas is set to invalidate 1,700 driver's licenses that have been held by transgenders, as roughly as many birth certificates under the new law goes beyond these new restrictions listing gender identities on government documents. The new law will take effect on Thursday. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly vetoed the measure, but their GOP supermajority overrode her veto last week. And so on your driver's licenses, you'll either be a male or a female. Thousands of nurses at New York's hospital have now approved a new contract, voting to end their strike. The nurses' union announced the votes over the weekend. 4,000 nurses in privately run New York Presbyterian system have been on strike since January 12th. They're now returning to work. And they reached a tentative deal. The union said it included staffing improvements, raises topping 12% over the next 3 years, and safeguards on the use of artificial intelligence. Two other big private hospital systems ended their nursing strikes earlier in this month by also signing similar contract agreements. People in the news, Bill Mazeroski, Hall of Famer, second baseman, won 8 Gold Glove Awards, and he was a historical Pittsburgh Pirate. And of course, everybody knows about his walk-off home run in Game 7 in the 1960 World Series. He died at the age of 89. He was one of a kind, a true Pirates legend, Hall of Famer, and yet he was a Hall of Famer by today's standards and measures, probably would not get in. He has the lowest batting average, lowest on-base percentage, lowest stolen base total of any second baseman that is in Cooperstown. He only hit 260, only had 138 home runs, and only had 27 stolen bases in 17 years. He never batted over 300. He never approached 100 runs batted in a year or 100 runs scored, yet he still is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Well, bad news for NASA's new moon rocket. It suffered another setback. Astronauts' lunar trip now is off until spring. The next opportunity for their first moonshot in more than a half century has been put on hold now. They had targeted a March 6 liftoff for that mission. Well, the flow of helium to the rocket's upper stage was interrupted. Unrelated fuel leaks caused a few days before that. NASA administrator said work to prepare for a possible return to the hangar means March is now out as a consideration for any launch to where they would go up to the moon and circle it and come back. U.S. futures slipping a little bit today so far. Bitcoin was down. Oil is down today. But after the Supreme Court struck down sweeping tariffs on the president announced that he is going to add by executive order another 10% global tariff, cited all the rules and regulations that he's allowed to do it, that have already been tested, tried, and proven. He said he's even looking at further tariffs, at ones that would require more money coming into our coffers. Bitcoin tumbled as much as 5% today, down below $65,000 per coin. Germany's index was down a half a point. The futures so far for our Dow, NASDAQ, S&P, they were down so far this morning. Hong Kong, though, their index was up 2.5% so far this morning. Taiwan's index also up. India's index also up so far this morning. Benchmark crude oil down 33 cents at about $66 a barrel. Crude is beginning a little pressure because of the unrest in the Middle East right now with Iran. By the way, gas prices in America over the last 2 weeks have gone up an average of 6 cents. The average price for a gallon in the U.S. is $3.06. Here in Billings, we're still around that $2.80 mark. U.S. dollars slipped against the euro and yen yesterday. Price of gold this morning up 1.8%. Price of silver this morning was up 5.2%. Oh, a Portland, Oregon company out there, Trader Joe's, recalling 3.4 million pounds of frozen chicken fried rice products sold at Trader Joe's stores and also in Canada. Little problem, some of these may contain pieces of glass, which isn't good. They also recalled that yakitori chicken and Japanese-style rice. Problem was detected after four consumers complained about finding glass in the chicken. No injuries reported. You shouldn't eat the product. Throw it out. And they're sold in 20-ounce plastic bags. Best use by dates of September 8th through November the 17th. And but no injuries reported, but as a precautionary measure, 3.4 million pounds of frozen chicken rice should be thrown in the dumpster. Oh, and one more. The bones of St. Francis of Assisi went on public display for the first time yesterday, capping an 800-year saga over his bodily remains and confirming the enduring appeal he has to Christians. 400,000 people registered in advance to walk through and see his bone fragments. They're in a slim, bulletproof plexiglass case in the lower Basilica of St. Francis. The Franciscans decided to exhibit the bones for 1 month to honor the 800th anniversary of St. Francis' death in the year 1226. The aim? Try to revive his message of peace that made him one of the most beloved Christian saints out there. Fact that inspired Pope Francis to take his name. And St. Francis of Assisi also is known as the saint who can help you with animals and animal life out there.
Okay.
So when we start calving, I mentioned his name quite a bit during my nightly prayers, but I don't want to see his bones. But a lot of people want to see his bones, so they got him on display. Cat Country News Time is 6:52. We'll check weather and sports next.
In sports, the NFL having their meetings and looking at some rule changes, and it looks like the tush push is going to be here to stay. Some teams complained about it. Some teams don't use it as much. But Philadelphia and Buffalo Bills used it a lot, 112 times. And, you know, I can see it for the Bills because Josh Allen's a big guy. A lot of the other NFL teams use tight ends to take the snap, and then people behind him push him in. So if you're losing sleep over the tush push, don't.
Yeah, it's a play.
It's a play.
They can do whatever they want.
You don't like it, stop it.
They can run up the middle. They can run over a tackle. They can run over the end. They can go outside. It's a play.
Right.
57 degrees today, folks. It's going to be a lot warmer today. We get a little push of warm air. Then tomorrow, we go back down to 41. Tomorrow, we have an 80% chance of rain tomorrow. Oh, we don't want rain. We don't want rain, Mark. We want snow, right?
No.
Yeah, rain's going to do us no good. If you watch all these losers out there, well, we need snow. No, we'll take the rain. The rain will be fine. Then on Wednesday, 50, 57 Thursday, but both days, 40-mile-an-hour wind gust. Then we get to Saturday, we're back down to 22. We don't even get near the freezing mark. So just, you know, up and down, here we go. It's the spring. It's what we get in the spring. It's 24 downtown right now. First light out there, 6:55. That's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Anniversary week, 38 years, and still going strong on the Cat.